Now in chapter 24, we find another sin of David. And actually, there are not many that will label this a sin. I have called this another sin in the life of David. And in God's sight, it was about as bad as the other, because if you be guilty of one part of the law, you're guilty of all. What he did was he did not believe God, and it's evidenced in this. Verse 1 of chapter 24, "And again the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel, and he moved David against them to say, Go number Israel and Judah. For the king said to Joab, the captain of the host which was with him, Go now through all the tribes of Israel." Now, at the beginning, God had David number the people. And that was to encourage him. That was to strengthen him. That was to let him know that there is a great army back of him. Now, that corresponds to what the Lord Jesus said. If a king's going against an enemy, he's going to sit down and figure whether he'll be able to do it or not. And that's what God wants him to do. And friends, that's what God wants you and me to do. Faith is not a leap in the dark. It's not a gamble. Faith is not even a hope-so. Faith is a sure thing. God never asks you to believe something that's not true. Faith rests upon a rock. Our God is a rock, a sure foundation. And he wants you to rest on that. Now, faith, therefore, is not just leaping out into space. But there is a time in your life, my friend, when you need to live and move by faith and recognize you can't do it by your effort or by numbers. And that, unfortunately, the church today has not learned to trust God. And as a result, all the congregational meetings, the spiritual victories are never mentioned. The thing that's mentioned is how much money we got in the treasury, how many we baptized this year, how many members we took in. And if the thing looks pretty good in figures, we consider it's a great spiritual victory, and it might have been the worst thing in the world that could have happened to that church. David sinned in numbering the people here. Why? David now is an old king. David knows that God has put a foundation in under him, and he knows he can overcome the enemy. He didn't need to number these people at all. I think that sometime today, the curse of the church is to have a fella in it that's always figuring up something, always putting it down in black and white, knows nothing about the spiritual victories that we should be having. And that is the thing that David did here.